Turning to Asian news, thousands of migrant workers left the Cambodian capital city today for their hometowns and villages to cast their vote in tomorrow's general election. Vanessa Greco reports.
Buses and pickup trucks leaving Phnom Penh were packed as Cambodians prepared for voting in a poll almost certain to give another five-year term to Hun Sen, prime minister of the past 23 years. Campaigning was more orderly than Cambodia's previous exercises in a democracy created by the United Nations in the early 1990s to bring an end to more than two decades of war and upheaval, including the Khmer Rouge killing fields. However, all parties quickly became embroiled in the row over the Preah Vihear Temple, which has led to buildups of troops and artillery on both sides of the border and raised fears of a border war. The temple, which sits on a jungle-clad escarpment separating the two countries, is claimed by both sides, but was awarded to Cambodia in 1962 by the International Court of Justice, a ruling that has rankled in Thailand ever since. Cambodia's successful bid to have the ruins listed as a World Heritage Site this month inflamed nationalist passions in Bangkok, where street campaigners are trying to overthrow the government. Thailand's foreign minister was forced to resign. Despite the depth of feeling in both countries, many of Cambodia's 8.1 million voters said they were concentrating on more practical matters, such as choosing a government to oversee a booming economy now threatened by soaring inflation. I'm Vanessa Greco.